Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England Report. Vermont began early voting for the 2020 election on Monday, which included mailing ballots to all active and registered voters in the state. According to Secretary of State Jim Condos, voters should expect to receive their ballots by early October. The decision to mail out ballots was made in an effort to secure voter safety during the pandemic, which Condos emphasized in a written statement. The ballots can be dropped off at polls on Election Day, though voters also have the option to drop them off at their local town clerk's office or return them by mail. Town and city clerks will be able to begin processing ballots beginning 30 days before the election, either through tabulating machines or storing them for hand counting on election night.
In the midst of the large push for law enforcement reforms across Massachusetts, the head of public safety is planning to step down after less than 2 years in the position. Thomas A. Turco made his announcement in an email on Wednesday morning, citing many long discussions with his family as an explanation for his departure. The State Retirement Board records show that he applied for retirement in early August, but recently asked the board to push his departure to November 7th. His tenure has consisted of clashes with the Suffolk County District Attorney and scandals at key agencies under his jurisdiction, including the State Police and Department of Correction. Turco spoke highly of the public safety officials he has worked with in the past years and said he will continue to support the Baker administration in their efforts to identify and select his successor.
Rhode Island was added to three more states' travel advisories on Tuesday, listed as a high-risk state by Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. While previously added and removed from the tri-state travel advisory in August, this time Rhode Island was added for meeting their high-risk state requirements of having a positive test rate higher than 10 per 100,000 residents or higher over a 7-day rolling average. However, officials from the state of Rhode Island argue that they shouldn't be on the list. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo claims the national rankings have been overstating their positivity rate. Other officials claim that it is the state's high testing rate. Spokesperson for the State Department of Health, Joseph Wendelkin, said, quote, "Rhode Island is doing more testing than any other state in the country. Our aggressive testing strategy is key to our overall response, but it does also result in comparatively higher incidence rates. When you examine our percent positive rate, we are well below the metric being used by these states," end quote. Rhode Island's daily positive rate is 1.7%.
According to federal prosecutors, a convicted bank robber from Rhode Island applied for nearly $5 million in federal loans designated for businesses struggling due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 41-year-old Mike Moeller of Middletown was held without bail pending trial and made an appearance Tuesday in federal court. In April, he used the Paycheck Protection Service to apply for federal funds to be used at alleged businesses in Fall River, Massachusetts, specifically to pay their employees. He also used the names of three others to apply for loans, including that of his father. He received $600,000 and used approximately $30,000 to pay for a trip to Las Vegas. He is charged with bank fraud and for making false statements and remains on probation for an earlier bank robbery conviction.
The year-over-year median price of single-family homes in Massachusetts rose nearly 15% in August to $480,000, according to a new data report released by the Warren Group. The Warren Group credited the surging housing market to a low market inventory pressuring buyers to present aggressive offers. The median sale price for a single-family home in the state jumped by 14.3%. Nantucket and Deuce counties both displayed year-over-year growth of about 50%. Berkshire County saw the steepest increase at 21.8% compared to August 2019 for single-family homes with a median price of $263,000. In places like Boston, Springfield, and Worcester, the numbers indicate a significant increase in those looking into condos and single-family homes.
Middlebury College in Vermont has barred 22 students from campus for violating its COVID-19 policies. The college received reports on Thursday about the violation of policies, and they immediately moved to investigate the incident and set the record straight. The students were found to have clustered in groups of larger than 10 students in an indoor gathering, which is not permitted under the school's guidelines. The students were removed from their on-campus housing and are disallowed from visiting, studying, or taking courses on campus. The administration statement wrote, This is disappointing given the high level of compliance our students have demonstrated to this point, allowing us to advance to phase two of our reopening. Per policy, the students who are barred from campus will not receive a refund for unused room and board fees, but they will be able to attend classes remotely if they are offered online.
A Massachusetts man who loves black licorice unfortunately met his match with the candy on Wednesday. After eating a bag and a half of candy every day for weeks, the man's nutrient system was thrown out of balance and the 54-year-old's heart stopped as a result. Black licorice contains glycyrrhic acid, which can cause dangerously low levels of potassium and other imbalances in electrolytes. Eating as little as 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could cause heart rhythm problems, especially in folks over 40 years old, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warns. While the death of the Massachusetts man is an extreme case, it does open people's eyes to the unknown risk of the popular candy.
On behalf of Amanda Schneider, Melissa Allen, Grace Ramey, Megan Forsyth, and Hannah Barron, for WTBU News, I'm Alex Corey, and the National Report will be right up next.